Trump wins affordability, rents drop for Americans because of ICE deportations. By Neil Monroe on January 12, 2026. ICE's deportation agents are driving down rents for Americans by sending more illegal migrants back to their home countries. According to data posted by the White House's Rapid Response 47 social media account. Mass deportations equals lower housing costs for Americans, said the tweet after noting. Fact, in 14 of the top 20 metro areas with the largest illegal migrant populations, home list prices declined year over year in December. The three metro areas that saw modest price increases are all sanctuary cities. For example, rents dropped sharply in San Antonio after construction companies built many apartments in expectation of more migrants in 2025. But rents climbed slightly in Seattle, where far-left Democrats are promising to protect migrants from law enforcement operations by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. My message to our immigrant neighbors, this is your city. You should be safe here, and I'm determined to make it that way. Seattle Mayor Katie Wilson declared on January 8. When you crack down on immigration, legal and illegal, housing costs naturally drop, said Kevin Lynn, founder of U.S. Tech Worker. Supply and demand, baby, said Lynn, who opposes the visa programs that deliver roughly 2.5 million foreign visa workers into white-collar jobs in apartments throughout the nation. He added. Here in Lancaster County, which was dubbed the refugee capital of America by the BBC, I was going down Prince Street, and there's a remodeled building with very nice little one-bedroom apartments, with signs saying, first 3 months, rent, free. That's what happens when you take the immigrants out of the equation. Breitbart News has closely tracked the damaging impact of migration on housing costs and interest rates. Housing and rents spiked when former President Joe Biden welcomed a flood of roughly 14 million legal and illegal migrants. Similarly, the costs of autos, gasoline, and auto insurance climbed and drove up the inflation rate, as a huge number of Biden's migrants rushed into American cities and towns. In contrast, Trump's deportations and resulting decline in housing costs helped Trump and his deputies as they rebut the Democrats' 2026 media amplified affordability talking point. Rents are down because the mass unfettered immigration pushed up rents, especially for working Americans, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said in December. The connection between illegal immigration and skyrocketing housing costs is as clear as day, Vice President J.D. Vance said in December. Because of illegal immigration, because of people coming to our country, prices have risen, supply has been squeezed, Housing and Urban Development Secretary, HUD, Scott Turner told Fox News in December. Under President Donald Trump's deportation policies, crime and drug deaths are also declining. Also, Americans' wages and wealth-generating productivity are rising, so giving young people a revived hope of getting married, buying homes, and raising their own families. However, Democrats are also trying to paint Trump's tenure as chaos amid the chaos they are fueling in migration swelled, crime-ridden Minnesota and other cities. But even in Minneapolis, rents dropped by almost 1%. As Trump's deportations continue, Yahoo Finance reported on December 30. The modest decline suggests softer demand, Yahoo said.